it's just been a slow process of gradually building up. When we first moved here, we had a native garden, and now it's changed and gone into more cottage and perennial type borders. So yeah, it's been a bit of a process.
Did you always have a green thumb?
Have always been interested in gardening, yeah, and as the kids have got older and I've got a little bit more time, I'm getting more and more into it, growing from seeds and cuttings. And
what draws you toward rare or unusual plants in the first place?
Just the fact of being able to find something that not everybody else has got, something that little bit quirky or just something different colours, foliage.
We're standing out here on your back deck looking out over some beautiful rolling hills behind Jindavik. What's the climate like here, and does it always sort of cater for what you want to grow?
Not always. I like my woodland garden, and this summer in particular it's been very hard on the delicate plants. We're pretty lucky. We do normally have a good rainfall in Jindavik, but certainly not this year.
What can you do to keep those plants alive? Do you have to put them in any special environments, or have you gone to any extreme measures to try and keep them going?
Just try and water where I can. We're on tank water, so it's not easy, but and just mulching the soil well, keeping it well covered, usually with sugarcane or something in the soil when you plant is always good.
Where do you source these plants from? Is it locally, or do you have to travel a bit to find them?
Mainly from across the road from our Jindavik rare plant nursery, but I do mail order plant fairs.
And there is an unusual plant fair coming up in town. Are there many other gardens like yours, and people are slowly collecting bits here and there?
There are in Jindavik, yeah. We're pretty proud gardening lot.
Let's take a walk around the garden and have a look at some of these plants.
Good. Probably start here with the tree gardenia, Gardenia thumbergia. Beautiful, beautiful scent and very pretty flower.
It almost looks like a lily but with more petals. It's very delicate and white. It's got that bit in the middle as well.
It is very delicate. It's in a pretty harsh spot here though, and it copes with it reasonably well.
Do you have to do much pruning with it or to keep it in line?
I do tend to prune it. I'm a bit of a hard pruner. I like bushy things. Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of care. Usually after it's flowered, I just give it a bit of a trim back to keep it compact and yeah, nice and green looking. Here we've got Edgeworthia Red Dragon. Haven't really got a flower on it to see, but I have the yellow form and the more unusual red form.
What's it like when it's flowering, with all those red flowers?
It's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
What sort of red is it? Is it dark crimson or?
It's a bright red with a little touch of yellow in the centre.
So it hasn't brought any flowers out for us today, but that's all right.
No, it hasn't been as obliging as the gardenia, no. This one's Dombea burgessii, which is the pink wild pear tree. I grew this one from seed, so I'm not exactly sure what the flower. I haven't seen the flower, but I believe it's almost like a rhododendron flower.
Does it bear any fruit?
I don't think so, no. Beautiful leaf on it, large, almost like a felty leaf.
It looks like a fine pattern of webbing on the leaves as well. It makes them look quite delicate, like cobwebs.
They do look quite delicate, yes. It likes the warmth. It doesn't go quite so well in our frosty winters, but does quite like that warm spot.
It's a very unusual looking plant.
It is an unusual plant. It's a Scedoxis, or the blood lily. Very unusual. It flowers first and then you get the leaves once the flowers have finished.
It's got quite an unusual looking stem as well. It almost looks like snake skin. It's quite speckled and very thick for a flower.
It is a very thick stem. It's quite almost like a succulent, although it is a bulb, but it's almost like a succulent type stem.
Do you know where this one comes from originally?
I believe it would be South Africa.
For those who might be wondering how they can get started with getting some unusual flowers and different things into their garden, have you got any tips on where to source things or how to plant some of these flowers and plants?
It's really just a matter of going to your local plant fairs, finding out where the plant fairs are, look up your rare and unusual nurseries, and lots of gardeners are only too happy to share their plants and their knowledge. It's a thing I love about gardening. People are only too happy to share.